Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Marcia Egan being back on the show. Marcia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of the Egan Group, author of Inbox Detox. We're talking about being more productive as the CEO of your company. You know, Marcia, one of the things welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Your book's still available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, Inbox Detox and the Habit of Email Excellence.
All right, so check that out. Marcia, we're talking about being more productive and effective with our time. One of the things that I've said this many times on the show, that's really helped me a lot has been to fire myself from jobs that I didn't have to do. And it wasn't easy because a lot of those jobs I didn't have to do, I loved doing it. But they were things that I didn't have to do that I could train somebody else to do, and I could go do something else. And I'll tell you,
that adds to your bottom line.
Well, that's right.
It adds to your bottom line.
I used to mow my own yard, the yard of my office. I used to mow my own yard. I don't do stuff like that anymore. Because,
well, and you did it because you were feeling productive.
Well, and you know, it's just what you do sometimes. But I realized that, and of course I wasn't all busted up about not stopping mowing my yard. That wasn't a problem. But my point is, those kinds of things is what we do sometimes. But look around you. You have to look around you as a CEO and say, okay, what am I doing that is keeping me from doing the thing that's going to get this company sustainable for the next several years?
That's exactly right. One of the things that I recommend to all of my small business clients is that they don't have a daily to-do list, but they have a weekly goal list. When you write down things to accomplish in the day, sometimes you are too far into the weeds to see that you're not working on something that might help your business strategy or help your business succeed.
Right.
And in other words, on Monday or maybe today on Friday, you say, what are the five things that if I got these five things done next week that could actually take my company five steps forward, mm-hmm, instead of me kind of suffering under reacting to everything, mm-hmm, that's happening to me. Then you make places for it in your daily to-do list.
Right. So you're saying yeah, things that would help you stop doing crisis management and start being more proactive.
Exactly. This is a good time of year to be thinking about, believe it or not, your next year's plan. Things like that it's the important but not urgent stuff that always gets pushed aside.
Right.
But if it's not urgent, I mean, if it's important, it needs to get done. But a lot of times the urgent stuff that's not important, like the broken file cabinet, takes place of that, and you never get to doing your annual plan or, mm-hmm, or thinking of new ways to market your business or something like that. And I challenge people when they make their goals and even when they do have a daily to-do list, to put a dollar sign in front of the activities that will actually make your business better.
Well, that's exactly right. And especially when you realize, when you think, okay, as a CEO, I've got to make sure I know what's going to be an opportunity for my business next year. Somebody has to do this. What's going to be next year's opportunity? What's going to be next year's threat? Could the person that I need to hire or I need to allow to do this other job, could they do that? No, but they can do this. They can do another job, And I'm the only one who can look at where the company's going a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now. And if what you're doing, if you're fixing the cabinet, the fire cabinet, and you know, instead of doing the visionary strategic stuff, then you're basically got a prescription for failure.
Yeah, well, it's not looking too good. One of the things that I like to challenge people with on this regard is, you know, a lot of small businesses don't have a lot of employees to delegate to, but it doesn't mean that you can't have 1099 employees or 1099 workers, who can do little spot jobs. There is, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but online it's called Elance.com.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Elance.com. I actually found a gal to do all of my data entry for $7 an hour.
Wow.
And, I mean, it took me longer than it took her.
Right, right.
And I ended up, you know, paying her $21 for 3 hours worth of work of stuff that would have drawn me off of working on my own.
There you go. No, I did the same thing when I only had one employee. I hired people, contractors, to do stuff that the two of us didn't need to be doing. So,
exactly.
Folks, think about this. You gotta be the CEO of your company. That means the time management thing is critical. MarciaEgan.com, right, Marcia?
That's it.
EGAN is how you spell her last name. Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
We'll see you next
time.
Jim. Marcia Egan. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
One day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.